USA News, I'm John Schaefer. A white Marine veteran has been indicted by a New York grand jury for a deadly subway incident involving a black man. Daniel Penny, accused of manslaughter, allegedly used a fatal chokehold on Jordan Neely, who had mental health challenges and was reportedly threatening passengers. The charges will be unsealed at Penny's upcoming arraignment. The Federal Reserve has decided to break its streak of 10 consecutive rate increases and refrain from raising interest rates for the first time in more than a year. The central bank has put a temporary halt to its aggressive rate hikes previously employed to address inflation. Despite a federal indictment, former President Trump is still Republican voters' top pick in a new survey.
Quinnipiac University pollster Tim Malloy says Trump leads Florida Governor Ron DeSantis by 30%, with 53% of respondents saying they'd vote for the former president. In a hypothetical matchup, Trump trails President Biden 48-44%.
If the election were held today, it would be Trump and Biden. Biden might win in a squeaker. But a heck of a lot of golf to play, as they say.
Economy is voters' top concern.
Very closely followed by, I've not seen this before, preserving the democracy in the United States. Americans right now are very afraid of what all this is going to lead to.
I'm Natalie Migliori.
Mike Pence is uncertain about pardoning former President Trump if he faces federal charges. Doing an interview on the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton show, Pence stated that it is premature to determine his course of action as a potential president.
Look, we either believe in our judicial process in this country or we don't. We either stand by the rule of law or we don't.
Pence also emphasized his commitment to safeguarding national secrets and treating the pardon power with great seriousness. UPS has reached an agreement to address heat safety measures by installing air conditioning in all newly purchased vehicles for the drivers. However, the downside is that these air-conditioned vehicles will not be available until January 1st. This is USA News.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath. Fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell defends spending taxpayer dollars on upgraded airfare for a climate change summit in South Korea. She's claiming it provides better mental and physical protection. The trip, including seats for her communications director and head of security, all in first class, cost taxpayers over $34,000. This adds to a pattern of Cantrell's high-end travel, as she has flown first class for sister city agreements in the past. The Southern Baptist Convention has rejected appeals from Saddleback Church and Fern Creek Baptist to be reinstated after they were ousted for having female pastors. The decisions were announced at the annual meeting of the nation's largest Protestant denomination, which upholds a statement of faith that limits pastoral roles to qualified men. The convention, with about 12,000 attendees, maintained a restrained atmosphere following the announcement. Check that bag of frozen fruit you recently bought. It might be the subject of a recall.
It's a voluntary recall initiated by the Packer, Willamette Valley Fruit Company of Salem, Oregon. It says strawberries grown in Mexico that are part of mixed fruit bags could be contaminated with the contagious liver disease hepatitis A. Walmart sells the fruit under the Great Value brand. Costco calls it Raider Farms Organic Fresh Start Smoothie Blend. And the H-E-B grocery chain calls them Raider Farms Organic Berry Trio. So far, there are no reports of illnesses. I'm Richard Johnson.
I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Can I help? Who's next?
Tom's part-time barista is now a full-time actor.
Oh, you didn't hear. He got the part on Broadway. Yeah, great for him, bad for our finicky cold brew tap.
Now he needs a star understudy to fill his open role.
Yeah, he made the best grande triple shot with oat milk caramel.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.